Andrew Short, Unadilla, DNF first moto, not a bad second moto considering your starting position.
Yeah, it was awesome considering I started 37th gate to the outside. Probably one of the most unfair starts of the year. I think they're all unfair when you're sitting there at 37th pick. You look at it and it just doesn't look humanly possible. Yeah. But I gave it my best shot. No idea where I came out, but I went as hard as I could at the beginning, trying to take some chances, knowing that I had to do it then, and ended up eighth. So that was decent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, first moto, I derailed my chain at the bottom of Screw You. First of all, you don't want to break
one
down.
Spot, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to break down, but then of all spots, you do not want to break down the bottom of Screw You. It's like pushing your bike up the wall. So luckily, I got some help, outside assistance from my team, so we didn't have to push it. We got it back on. I don't know how, but somehow it went back on. And so, yeah, happy about it.
Yeah, so not a good day, really. You lost some points.
Horrible. I'm sitting sixth. And, yeah, just not good.
What do you think about this track and this place? What riders are mixed on it. Some dudes like it, some dudes don't.
Yeah, honestly, I've never liked this place because the long travel and the facility never seemed that good, and the dirt was slippery. But I have to give them props because I think every year I come here, I've been coming here since 2001, and there for a while it seemed like it went downhill, 2005, 2006, and then now it's getting better, and you can tell their hard work's paying off, and it's cool to see that they're putting something back into the track and looking at it from the rider's perspective as well.
Yeah, it seems like the rocks come up, but not as quick, not as fast, you know, then they're not as bad as they used to be. They used to be really gnarly.
Yeah, I mean, I still run a nose guard and hand guards, but I used to wear, like, body armor. And the roost was way worse at Washougal. I mean, I lost my goggle lens there and bruised up, and I'm not that bad here. So it's a testament to a lot of hard work and I'm sure a lot of money. So it's cool that they're putting that out there.
What'd you do in your 2 weeks off before this?
I did a lot of testing for next year for KTM. I went to Loretta Lynn's to ride the 2012 bikes, and I also went to Boise for a few days for their national sales meeting. So yeah. I wasn't at home much, but I was able to train a lot, and so that was good, but not on the bike, but really busy.
Yeah, it seemed like it. That's why I asked you. Wasn't just hanging out at the lake. What about this weekend off? What's plans?
Yeah, I'm going back to California. I fly home with the wife tomorrow and fly out early Monday morning to California. And you know, KTM's getting serious about their program for next year, and going to be doing some supercross riding and trying to get stuff dialed in for next year. And, you know, it's cool to be a part of it, but, you know,
Here's where the question comes. Well, you don't know if you're staying with them, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, I guess I can test, and I'm good at it. And, you know, so they're using me for that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Who knows?
I imagine a guy like you, you're one of the first guys to get signed. Maybe after this Ryan Dungey deal gets complete, is that sort of, I mean, is it on your mind at all?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think there's a lot of people going for a lot of different rides, and, you know, I'm one of them. And I just feel thankful to get paid to ride a motorcycle. I've been involved with great people. And, you know, for me, I want to be on a 450 next year. And, you know, I've kind of messed myself in the head with it. So I think for myself, and I want to ride a 450 next year, wherever that is. And I would love to stay with KTM or, there's some other programs that are out there, but I don't know how the business side of it's going to play out. And that's the side I'm not a big fan of, but it's a part of racing, and you have to deal with it.
All right. Thanks.